drama on News Talk.
Now on documentary and drama on News Talk, producers Jonathan Farrelly and Katerina Economy Days take a journey to the All-Ireland Schools Poetry Final. This is Speak Through Your Silence. Mary! Mary, you dropped some paper out of your bag! Mary! Mary, you dropped some paper!
Mary Ogunbanwo to the principal's office, please.
What's this for?
I've no idea. Stop that. Mary, don't worry. You mightn't be in trouble. It's okay, relax.
I didn't do anything.
That's okay, just go up and see. And if you need anything, I'll go up and help you after this class.
Mary Ogunbanwo to the principal's office, please.
Stop it. Go on, Mary. Don't mind them. Hurry up.
But I don't want to miss class.
Go on. Now, Principal Anne. She's not a woman that likes to be left waiting. Patsy Cow, stop that. What did I tell you?
Sit down, Mary.
Am I in trouble?
Of course not. Did you write this?
So I am in trouble.
No, no. It's an amazing piece.
It's just okay.
Oh, it's really beautiful. It says so many things, subtly.
It's just how I feel most of the time.
Are you okay? Are you being treated okay by the other kids?
Yeah, the other kids are fine for the most part. I'm just a little shy, I guess. But that doesn't mean that I don't have things to say.
We all need to be seen and heard.
Some more than others.
What's that?
Oh, nothing. It's all good.
Can I get you anything? Tea or biscuit or something?
I'm fine. Thank you.
They've retooled the All-Ireland Schools Poetry Competition. And I'd like to enter it.
Oh, I don't think so.
Mary, I'm going to be very honest with you. Firstly, I genuinely love this poem. I think it's incredibly special. And I think you, having written it at your age, are incredibly special too.
I don't know what to say.
Take the compliment and say thank you.
Thank you.
But...
why is there always a but?
Well, that's life, I'm afraid. But, continuing with my full transparency and honesty here, the school council and affiliates have put a lot of money behind this new competition. It's gonna be a massive deal. It'll get nationwide attention, and anyone that places in it will be such a huge boost to the school, not to mention the prizes and the grant opportunities.
If it will help the school...
Our sports team have never won anything. Our quiz teams get their money back from coming last. Our debating team got an honorable mention for being most agreeable. I want to show the rest of Ireland how amazing I think this school is. How amazing the kids, including yourself, are.
I don't know. I don't think it will win anything.
Mary, I've shown it to a few colleagues this morning, and it's special. I think it can win.
If it will help the school, then yes.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you. And look, I'm sorry if I was heavy-handed there, and I would genuinely have left it had you had stronger opinions on not entering. But I do believe it's something special.
If it will help the school, it's fine, honestly.
But I believe it's awesome. I think it's about time Ireland saw how amazing we are. I'm tired of hearing about St. Pat's and Navin winning the All-Ireland in GAA and the Hogan Cup. We're about to put St. Mary's of Minolta on the map. See, even your name is a sign. Mary of St. Mary's.
No problem.
Here's a note to take back to class. And thanks again. Mary, I'm super excited about this. I'm going to enter it right away. All right, everyone, take a breath. Calm down. 1, 2, 3. Before we start today's roll call, I have some really cool news. A few weeks back, I found a scrunched up paper in the hall. This paper had fallen out of Mary Ogunbanwo's school bag. My first thought was to call Mary and tell her that she was littering in school. But then I opened up this paper and I see the most gorgeous poem. It was like something gifted from the old world. So I called Mary into my office and we discussed it. And that day, I entered it into the revamped All-Ireland School Poetry Competition. And now I'm thrilled to announce to you all that Mary's beautiful poem has won the Leinster Heat. So without much further ado, about nothing, Shakespeare, anyone? Oh, come on. Anyone? I want to see all the English teachers in my office after this. I'm serious. What are we teaching these kids? I'd like to call Mary up here to give us a reading of this amazing poem. Come on. Come on, everybody. Let's cheer her on. Come on, Mary. Come on up.
I'm so sorry.
Mary, can we talk for a second?
I don't want to see anyone.
Not even your favorite auntie? I got a call from the school to see if you're okay. What happened? Go on.
I was supposed to read a poem in front of the whole school, but I couldn't say one word.
What happened?
I don't know.
It's not so bad. These things happen to the best of us.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm never going back to the school again.
The one thing I've learned in my years, the biggest problems in my mind barely register in the mind of others.
Not in school. Everyone's about your business.
But you said they're all mostly nice kids.
They are.
So?
But they mightn't be nice to me anymore.
Did you get something to eat?
I'm not hungry.
We can solve problems on an empty stomach. You know what your daddy would say if he was here, God rest his soul.
Oh, I know, he'd have lots to say.
Omoti erin babi ni erin jo.
What's that?
It's Yoruba. You know your father always wanted you to speak Yoruba.
I'll learn someday.
And yet you speak Irish and Spanish like a native.
What does that Yoruba say mean?
It's an old Yoruba proverb. The child of an elephant will not be a dwarf.
I don't get it.
It means like father, like daughter.
Daddy was the same.
He would shake before he'd have to speak in front of a crowd. But then he'd go and pray on it, come back, and he'd be the belle of the ball.
He was good then.
He was amazing. He just needed prayer, preparation, and practice. Use these three before you go back to school tomorrow and you'll be okay.
You know, we've never talked about, you know, his debt.
And I told you I don't want to.
But I want to.
Not tonight. Maybe in time.
You always say that.
Let sleeping dogs lie, Mary. Now, let's go eat something nice.
Okay. I can't do it.
Go on, you're doing great.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Mary, it's fine. Honestly, take it easy and take your time. There's no pressure here. Now, that being said, I'm gonna have to be honest with you again.
Here we go.
No, nothing bad. Why is your brain always going to something bad? I'm gonna keep an eye on you. No, nothing bad. But as always, I want to be honest with you and let you know the full facts.
I do appreciate honesty.
Part of going to the All-Ireland final means that the poem will have to be performed in front of a crowd and on national television. I rang up to see if we could do something else, but it's non-negotiable.
They can't do anything.
They can have someone else from the school perform it, and if not, then they're going to pick someone else from the runners-up.
Oh.
I know.
I'm not sure I can do it, especially in front of a live TV audience. The gym was hellish enough.
I have a suggestion.
I was hoping you would.
Katerina has expressed interest in doing the recital for you on TV to help out.
Katerina Economides?
Yeah, she said you're friends?
It's not that we're not friends, it's just any time I ever went to this school play or anything, she always got it.
I didn't know that.
And it's not that I don't like her, it's just that she's more outspoken than I am. She's quick to talk, whereas I sometimes can't get a word in.
Is she an inspiration for the poem?
One of them.
Ah, sorry. When you said the other day, some more than others, I didn't realize you meant her. Okay, then that's okay, sweetie.
No, it's fine. It's not like I always want to be the center of attention or anything, but just sometimes I want to be seen, heard, and...
And?
And, well, like, I don't know, praised?
There's nothing wrong with that.
I know, I just think it's ironic that I don't want her to do it because she gets all the attention. But she also gets all the attention because she's got all that kind of stuff.
Tough to be a human.
Wild, but...
Always a but. Especially when you got one as big as mine.
You get me, right?
I completely get you. It's your work. You spent a lot of time on it, and now you want a little recognition for it. I'd be the same.
So what do we do next?
Let's try a few more things to get your public speaking up to scratch. You know, Mr. Jones, the English and drama teacher?
Doesn't he wear socks and sandals together?
Just because he looks like a hipster doesn't mean he's not an amazing teacher and tutor. He's also a trained counselor.
I'm not sure.
No problem. If I can just get you to tell Katerina to come up to my office when you get back to class.
You got me.
So, we'll try?
Definitely.
I'll set you up first thing in the morning.
Now you know, Mary, and I know what you need to be doing. You have a gift. Your command of the Irish language is nothing short of beautiful.
Straight into it, huh?
I'm serious. I'm super impressed. I've never seen anyone craft a verse like you.
I love the language.
Laragail Galum.
No way.
Cain Faugh. You have a quality. Something you were born with, that you have no control over. And you are, in a sense, hiding that by not professing it to the world. And I'm not saying that's wrong. Often great people don't get to show others their great things, their great works, their great visions.
Maybe we live in a world where people overshare.
Yes, I agree. But 95% of them are mediocre and they overshare nonsense. The pressures you feel, and again, I'm neither labelling nor judging them, are keeping you from fulfilling your potential. You're in a rut.
You're right. I know.
Mary, you're not getting off that easy. Say your poem for me.
I can't.
Come on. At least try.
I can't, I'm sorry.
It's all right. What other hobbies do you have? Things you like to do?
I mean, you know, I do other things, like, that no one knows about.
Like what, Mary?
I play music. I sing.
Oh, what songs?
Certain songs. Like ones I write for myself. It's just that feeling when you're alone with the world and can really sing. When the words come through you. Do you understand?
Might understand that.
It's freeing.
Sing for me.
Not here. Not now.
What if I stay behind the curtain?
Maybe.
Well, go on.
You laughed. Are you laughing at me?
You're getting defensive, Mary. Don't let it overtake you. Feel the freedom.
You laughed and I feel self-conscious.
Mary, I'm here to help you and I will help you. But the one thing I absolutely insist on is complete and utter dedication.
Okay, but don't laugh at me again.
This is the last time I'll tell you. I require total participation and engagement whenever you are with me. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
I said, is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Louder.
Yes, sir.
Angrier.
Yes, sir.
Now tell me your poem.
I ma hrimse, I fadra, agus nor is mian lom lavert. Ni hagen ein rud amach, niel ein rud le ra agum.
See? You can do it.
But I can't be that angry on national TV.
It's not about being angry. It's about using the energy, using the anger.
How can you use anger without being angry?
Feel it, unleash it, and control it.
You can do that with anger.
Well, that's what we're hopefully going to find out. Why can't you read this poem out loud?
Oh, wow. Straight into it again, huh?
Go on. First thing that pops into your mind. Tell me why.
I told you, I'm not good at speaking fast or at saying the first thing that comes into my mind.
Give it a go.
No.
So, you might be going on national TV.
I don't know.
Principal Anne says it's compulsory.
I suppose.
What did you think?
What do I think? I think, why do I have to go on this TV show and perform? Why is this world now all about performance? Can't I just write poetry and get credit and praise for writing it? Why am I being pressured to perform and do something I'm not comfortable with? Why can't I just be me? Write my poems, stay in the background, but get a chance to talk when I want to talk. Not when the others shut their mouths so I can finally get a chance to speak.
You know, we can just get Katarina to perform it for you.
But why should she get the recognition for my work? I crafted that poem for weeks And then she gets a load of praise because she's good at talking. Because she can speak in front of people. Because she overpowers conversations with her constant jabbering. Why is everything about performance? What about time and space to think and breathe? Am I alone in thinking this?
Do you think you're alone?
What?
Do you have good friends? Those that make up a crew, a gang, a group of people you trust and rely on?
Define that.
People that challenge you in every way. Take your places, open things up for you, provide you safety and security and strength to be yourself.
Yeah. Beckett, Shakespeare, Nietzsche, Rumi, Yeats, Chaucer, Joyce.
They don't live in Meath.
They live in my mind.
But you can't give back to them, Mary.
Well, would they really want anything from me?
That's what I'm saying, Mary. You'll never have that kind of relationship in a world where you're afraid to take the first step. Because all you're seeing are the negative things that might happen 10 miles down the road.
What? You're having a go at me now?
Don't give me the poor me. Let's get into it.
I have friends. I just find it hard to trust people. What's this got to do with reading a poem?
It's about why you're afraid to be putting yourself out there.
But why pressure me to have to read this poem? Why am I pressured to perform?
It's not about reading the poem. Forget about the poem for a second. I'm not saying you should even have to read it out if you don't want to. But you can do anything you want. And there are people who work their whole lives writing to get something like you have. To have the talent you have. So I'm asking, because I've been thinking about what way to approach this. And I want to make sure you are surrounded by people that recognise and respect your talent. What do you want to do?
I didn't ask for this.
Nobody gets what they ask for, Mary. Nobody knows the cards they're dealt before they arrive on this earth. It's a lottery. Potluck. To think any different, that's a nonsense.
Why is it a cop-out?
You're very talented and you know you are. But there's something in you that's holding you back, that's stopping you from putting yourself out there. Well?
There's not.
You're a very bright and sweet girl. But yet you have a deep-rooted cynicism. And an anger. But then you tell me that people are generally nice to you and that you like school. You say your mother is nice and your father was nice, God rest his soul. And you say you're generally happy, but I don't see that. This doesn't make sense to me. I can't put it together. If everything is so rosy in life, then why can't you embrace your talent and say this poem in front of people? What happened to make you so cynical? And I'm not saying this to be righteous or nosy, but there's something holding you back, and we need to figure it out, or we're just wasting our time. Something you want to say? Why don't you come back when you have an answer for me?
What?
If you won't answer my questions, you're wasting my time.
What?
What did I insist on when you came here first? The one thing I absolutely insist on is complete and utter dedication.
That's what I'm doing.
You're holding back.
I'm not holding back.
Ta to a Quinlanshire.
We're finished. Who are you to lecture me about my life? You don't know anything about me. What about you? Where's your writings? You have none. Now that's a cop out.
My gift is teaching. I don't have an urge to write.
That's right. You just want to pressure others into expressing themselves like everyone else. We reveal our vulnerabilities for your entertainment.
I don't believe that. My gift of teaching, should you wish to avail of it, is yours if you wish. If you don't, then leave. No hard feelings. What do you want to do?
I want to leave this room and never come back.
I understand. You've got an answer for everything and an answer for nothing. But I asked you a straight question and you can't give me a straight answer. Because you don't know.
I'm not doing this stupid reading and I'm pulling my poem from this competition. It's over.
You're listening to Speak Through Your Silence on Documentary and Drama on News Talk. You're listening to Documentary and Drama on News Talk. This is Speak Through Your Silence.
This is a disaster. I brought you in here to help me with Mary, not to run her out.
Now hold on a mad minute.
And confuse her and annoy her.
Anne.
And here I am with my professional reputation at stake. We have a chance to do something huge for this school, James, and you're messing it up.
Whoa, hold on now.
She said she wants to pull the poem from the competition and walk away from all of this.
I know what I'm doing.
Look, James, I don't want you to undermine what I'm trying to do here.
Undermine?
She has a gift, and with that gift comes responsibility, and that responsibility is to the school. We now have a chance to secure a national award. Do you know what that will do for us in terms of funding and grants? This is too good a chance to screw it all up.
So it's all about money.
Yes, it is. It's all about getting money for these kids to give them the best education and support possible so that they can live their best lives. I'm not the enemy here. This is for the greater good.
She seems to be at a fragile point. She's got problems, but she won't share them, so I can't help her. Yet.
Well, what problems does she have, James? She told me she's fine, and I mean, I choose to believe her.
Why do you think she does that, Anne?
Well, because she has a natural gift, and I think she can handle the pressure. She's a good kid. And I know she doesn't want to let us down.
So she's a people pleaser. Why doesn't she trust anybody? Because one of the first things that she can remember was that she was deprived of one of the people who was going to love her the most. Why do you think she loves Nietzsche? She named him as one of her best friends.
Oh, come on, James!
Because Nietzsche provides her with truths about God. The God that took her father from her in such a cruel way.
Oh, come on!
She pushes people away before they have a chance to be taken away from her. And for 17 years, she's been alone because of that. Alone in her books and her writing. And if she doesn't want to give her poem, her art, for anyone else to perform, then I'm going to have to stand behind her decision.
Don't you do that. Don't let her walk away. This award can do great for her and the school.
I don't blame you for thinking like that. I get it. But she's a good kid, and I won't see this happen to her. To put this amount of pressure on her, I won't see you make her feel like a failure. Funding and grants and awards and all that nonsense is not the responsibility of a 17-year-old girl.
She won't be a failure.
If you push her into something, if you make her do this, it will shatter her worldview even more.
You're wrong, James. I'm where I am today because I was pushed and because I learned to push myself. I'm the leader of this school. And I take my duties very seriously. I might joke around, but I take my duties very seriously. I put this school above everything.
She's not you.
I can come back.
No, that's fine, Mary. I was just leaving.
Well, I'm back. So, is that my problem? I hate the world because my father died. But even though I hate the world, I'm a people pleaser. So I still want the world to love me.
Look, a lot of that stuff affects us, takes a while to come out. I'm not here to force you to do anything. My methods are just to get you to face the things that are holding you back. And they're inside you, and only you can face them alone.
How did you know about my father? I never mentioned him to you.
I know the signs.
I'm skeptical.
The anger and cynicism that burns underneath the surface, but to the naked eye, your sweetness and lights. You're happy-go-lucky with no problems, but you still can't let people in close to you because you rationalize it with the idea that they will betray you. But you know deep down, you'll be destroyed if they leave you or are taken away. I know this, because I had the exact same thing. Difference was, back in the 80s, children were supposed to be seen and not heard. And men, in particular, were not encouraged to talk about their problems.
I'm sorry?
When I went off to college, it all came to the fore. Suffered in silence for years. It was only when I went to therapy myself, and then retrained as a counsellor, that I fully got the grasp of not having a father. Actually, let me rephrase that. I couldn't grasp my anger at the world for what it took from me, and I couldn't communicate the anxiety I had from what I expected it to take from me in the future.
Do you want to talk about it?
Or what lot lower if we? But then I met someone, and she helped me along the way. She helped me to surrender to my sadness and to seek help. The irony being that she too was then taken away from me, way too early.
Your wife?
Yeah. She died a few years back. Cancer.
I'm sorry.
Look, it's difficult, but I cherished every moment she was with me. She saved me, and I did feel guilt that I couldn't save her, but I've let that go. I've realized that she was so special. Every second in her presence was a gift. I have these millions of seconds I had with her, saved in my memory. So it's all good. Now.
What's that?
Oh. This is your file. I have to send it back to Anne.
So you actually just read my dad died, and you saying you just knew the signs was lies. So what does it say?
I never actually opened it.
What? Really?
I wait to meet people and listen to them. I only consult files if I can't get a read on people.
So you didn't look once?
Never. Listening to people is how I navigate the world.
I'm skeptical.
My mother put a lot of pressure on me after my father died. I needed to be the man. Needed to look after my brothers and sisters. I needed to be strong. Couldn't even cry at the funeral because my uncle had warned me earlier. Told me sissies. Told me only sissies cry.
My mother is actually great. But I do feel guilty that she's never moved on and found someone.
How so?
She probably didn't do because of me. Not to saddle me with a stepdad or whatever.
I've met her. She's a lovely lady. Very kind.
She's the best. Can I tell you something I've never told anyone before?
Of course.
He died in a car crash. And I found out a few years ago. I overheard people talking. Was that he had been out to the shops to get me a birthday present.
Died on your birthday?
A few days before. But that's not it. You don't see it.
See what?
It was my fault he was driving. If he hadn't had gone to the shops to buy me something, he would still be here.
Here, you were a baby. You didn't know any better. You can't prevent or control that.
I try and bring it up with my mother, but she never wants to talk about it.
Really?
Yeah, and her refusal to discuss makes me feel like she blames me too.
Mary, I'm so sorry. It's not a healthy way to deal with it.
I had been annoying them about this doll I wanted. Why couldn't I just be happy with anything they got me?
Seriously, Mary, you were a baby. That's what we all do. We all want toys and presents.
Is this why I can't speak in public?
I don't know a lot, Mary. But let me tell you one thing. Wanting a present as a kid is so normal. Parents getting a child a present is so, so normal. It was an accident. Nothing you or anyone did would have changed that. You can't carry around guilt like this. It's not your fault. You did nothing out of the norm. You did nothing wrong.
I don't know.
You can't carry around this guilt for something like this. You did nothing wrong.
I don't know.
You did nothing wrong. It was an accident.
I'm not sure.
You did nothing wrong. You're only a baby.
Thank you.
Shh. You did nothing wrong. You can't blame yourself for an accident.
I was only a baby.
You did nothing wrong. You need to forgive yourself.
I know.
You did.
I know. I know.
Shh.
Thank you for yesterday. I feel 1,000,000 pounds lighter today.
No problem. You want to try and read the poem? It's okay. Go on. Take it slow.
I actually can't do it.
It's fine. You might still be stressed. Do you feel stressed?
I actually feel fine.
Strange. Really thought we cracked it yesterday.
You know what? It is fine. When I went home last night, I felt so good and I had a really nice conversation with my mother. I explained everything to her that I told you, and she even said that she never once blamed me. No one did.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and she said that she was glad now I told her, and that she was sorry for not being able to open up about it before.
I'm proud of you.
But I think the biggest revelation is that if I still can't read the poem here, I don't mind handing it over to Katrina.
Really? It'd be very big of you.
Yeah, like, I feel so much better today. I'm happy to let Katrina, the chatterbox, use your skills to try and get the school some money.
Well, I'm kind of sorry we didn't get to the root, cure your stage fright. But I am happy that you're happy to let the poem go on. That it might help the kids of the school.
Will we go tell Principal Anne?
Let's do a good news, bad news on her.
Okay, how'd the last session go?
You want the good news or the bad news?
The bad news, of course.
Well, I'll deliver the bad news. So, we've decided that Mary is not going to try and read at the National Championships. She's going to work a bit more on healing herself.
Right.
But, now let Mary deliver the good news.
After some thought and discussion, I'm willing to let Katrina read my poem. I want the school to have a shot at winning, even if I'm not going to read the poem.
Oh, that's great news! That's very big of you, Mary. Thank you.
Very proud. You've done brilliantly.
It's the debt of my ego.
You were reading Young?
Yeah, Mr. Joan gave me a book about him. And it actually got me started on being able to give up my rivalry with Katrina. Why should the school suffer from my pettiness?
Wow. What maturity. That's super impressive, Mary. Well done. Well, I'll go and tell Katerina to start prepping. We've only got a few days to go to the competition. Well done again, Mary. Well done. Great! Oh, yes!
Hi, Mary.
Today's the day.
Today's the day already.
I know. Katrina's going up to Dublin now in an hour, and she'll read out my poem to the nation.
How do you feel about that?
I'm okay. There's a part of me that wants to be the performer, but there's also the part of me that's still reading Union's psychology, so I can come to terms with my ego.
You're a wonder beyond your years.
And I just wanted to come in and say thanks again.
It's my pleasure. You're a very special person. You seem troubled. What is it?
I was just thinking about my dad. Your dad and your wife. And how debt can have meaning for some and rob all meanings from others. Do you ever wonder what your life would be like if your dad never died?
Wow. I never thought about it.
Oh, I'm sorry I asked. It's a bit too personal.
It's good to be curious.
My mother says I'm overly curious.
No, that's fine. It's an interesting question. Because you'll have your sad and terrible times, which make you appreciate the happy and joyful times you have a bit more. And you can look back and say the what-ifs, but if you dwell on them too much, you'll become resentful.
You don't resent that your dad died?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, I overstepped.
Do I resent that he died because of the pain I feel now? I refuse to give in to resentment, Mary. I won't lie, I did live with it for years and it nearly killed me, but I'm free of it now and it only weighs you down.
Oh, Mary, we've been looking for you everywhere.
What is it?
Katerina's been hit by a car on the way to school. She's on the way to the hospital now.
Oh my God, is she okay?
She's fine. She's fine.
Is there anything we can do?
Well, she broke her leg, so she won't make it to the competition final later. And I've been honest with her, and I'll be honest with you. You all know I want to win this competition. I want you to try and perform it for us. And I know we said that we wouldn't pressure you, and I'm not trying to pressure you, but if there is any way that you may consider giving this a go, the school could really use your help.
No way.
You know, it's one thing I've noticed about you, Mary. Actually, do you mind if I say it in front of the principal, or will I say it in private?
You can say it.
I notice that when you're asked to speak Irish, you always have a strange reaction.
I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, I found it strange. The first time we met, we were talking about how much you love the Irish language. But then when I asked you to speak it, you said, no way. And then a few times after. Do you speak Irish in Irish class?
No, never.
Why not? You've a fantastic command of the language from what I can see.
I've never really taught about it.
May I shudder a guess?
Please do.
Actually, let me try something. Wait here.
I think too much. And when I want to speak, nothing comes out. I have nothing to say. I hold 4 thoughts at a time. 4 thoughts racing from my mind to my mouth. I have everything to say. My mind has everything. My mouth gets nothing. My inner world is Lagos. My outer world, Saharan. As the thoughts compete, they jump and jumble. Pick me, pick me. The dominant one wins. I open my mouth wide, finally ready to share, but another has spoken. And the conversation moves on.
Gorgeous. Beautiful.
My theory is that you feel a little self-conscious when it comes to Irish. Part of it is that you feel a guilt that you don't speak Yoruba like your dad wanted.
But what about English?
Well, I think we all feel guilty that we speak English. But seriously, these feelings of guilt and shame are very powerful. They can subconsciously dictate how we feel. And maybe, subconsciously, because of your own parents' Nigerian background, and I do mean very subconsciously, you don't feel Irish enough to speak it out loud. Maybe there's something there. Maybe. The unconscious mind is incredibly powerful. Has anyone ever said anything to you about it? Ever been scolded by somebody?
Well, I've never actually consciously thought about it until now, because most people are genuinely nice to me. But I have often felt people's looks and side eyes on me. And while they didn't say anything, I did feel an undercurrent of some passive aggression towards me at times. Is that okay to say?
Oh, Mary, I'm so sorry.
Nobody in the school, I hope.
No, never. People are lovely to me here. Just people on the street. Sometimes it's difficult to explain. It's mostly adults, to be honest. We can do it.
I've written the English version on the back if you need it.
I don't need either.
You're not taking anything to read with you?
It's all in my mind.
Emma Harmsha Evad Ro agus nor is mean lom lauert. Ni hagen ein rud amach. Neil ein rud le ra agum. Ta kera smunta agum egon au. Kera smunta rasiot. Oma intin gudi mavel. Ta gok rud le ra agum. Ta gok rud eg mahintin. Ni fayin mavel fwak. Is e madawin ishti Lagos. Sahara madawin amwe. Agus na smuinta in amracht la kela. Layman sheed agus layman sheed. Piuk me, piuk me. Vuig on canasok kyaun awan amok. Oskalin mavel galahin. Erdera re le runt. Och lauer dina ella. Agus bogan on kora ella.
Speak Through Your Silence was produced by Jonathan Farrelly and Katerina Economides and was supported by Commission de Man through the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme. For more, see newstalk.com.